Hi, my name is Meh, M-E-H, and this is Getting Dressed with Vocalo.
Don't be too discreet. I can see you hiding from your wandering mind.
I've always been into music. I definitely did beg my mom for a sewing machine when I was a kid. She would put me in like those matching Justice sets. With like the pink zebra. There's literally a picture of me with my little fedora hat and my full pink zebra Justice outfit. I think my music also is heavily influenced by like older neo soul. I really love Erykah Badu and like Andre 3000 and kind of like their style, bold patterns and lots of height, whether that's the shoes that they're wearing or like the hairstyles that they're doing. Those types of bold elements from my closet definitely do, I think, make sense with the type of music that I'm making. It's pretty in your face, but then also very emotional. I kind of wear my heart on my sleeve. You know, when people see me, it's like she's not afraid to put that together. She's not afraid to like get on the stage and share her story.
My heart was my own sanctuary until the 14th of February.
People don't realize you have to think about all different types of things when you're styling either yourself or having a team. Is something gonna fall whenever you're dancing? Are the shoes too uncomfortable for me to sustain performing for a long period of time? I do have a team. My stylist, her name is Jay McKenzie. She's awesome. She definitely inspired me to like try new things with the way that I dress. Oh my gosh, Bintu, she is amazing. Her Instagram is Grip God with two D's at the end of God. She's not just a hairstylist, it's like an art piece. One of my favorite outfits to date. It was our first Dorian's show last December. That was like one of the first times I had gotten stitch braids from Bintu. Jewel and I worked on this really pretty outfit. It's like this beautiful black dress, this little cocktail dress. We had these really gorgeous fishnet lacy red tights that had little bows in them. And I wore these boxing boots, these white and black boxing boots. I remember that I was kind of going through it that day. And I wore that outfit and it all just went away. I felt so pretty. And that was our first headlining show there. And we have a residency there now. That one made me feel so on top of the world. Sometimes we're looking at clothes the wrong way. Like if I feel like I need to buy a bunch of stuff, I'm like, let's take a look at the closet and see. Because maybe I've just been wearing them wrong. Just because, let's say a skirt is a skirt, doesn't mean it needs to be a skirt. It could be a shirt. You could make it into a sweater. You could do whatever you want. Listen to your body, listen to yourself, because your body's not gonna lie to you. I know that I really like something if I feel amazing.
Getting Dressed with Vocalo is hosted by Vocalo digital producer Morgan Sioka. This segment was edited by Morgan Sioka. It was engineered and produced by WBEZ's Dave Miska. Special thanks to WBEZ's Mendy Kong. Dig deeper into the story at vocalo.org and keep up with us at Vocalo on Facebook, X, and Instagram, or at vocalo.radio on TikTok.